And some of the rest of you may have, I mean, that's a really good annoying sound, that, because it's not just garbage trucks, it's any truck backing up. Yeah.
Oh, my car doesn't do that when I back up.
Yes. Yeah, her car doesn't do that, so that's good. But maybe when she... So, and Kevin, that's good ecology. So this is for the appropriate context of being in bed.
Right.
Thank you. Yes. Little ecology issue. Did you have a question, Sebastian?
Yeah. Maybe a little theoretical, but is there any danger that this could backfire the next time her nephew comes, she gets annoyed because she thinks
the
dog is struck?
Oh, because I associate him with the sound.
Does it ever happen? You know what I mean?
I suppose it could. I haven't heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Usually, I mean, we operate off of this premise that if we're given choices that work better for us, we take them.
Yeah,
we take those. We don't take the less resourceful. And if she discovered that it had backfired, she can re-anchor it. So after you have experienced it, and maybe we better save it for first thing in the morning to experience it. After you have experienced it, then you realize how it works. You don't have to have a Mo to duplicate, because you saw her duplicate it herself with the sound and get... So when you can imagine it inside yourself, then you can already create it. So then you find a strong resource anchor. You anchor yourself and imagine inside yourself that is occurring. Mm-hmm. So with the time that we have left, where else do you think this might be useful? This idea of re-anchoring, because that's what this is. See some people searching. Lori?
Can I just say how powerful this is, too, when you really get it? Because now I'm not going to hear the garbage truck without seeing the image of Mo dancing. And I say that as a joking, but it's also that powerful when we really understand how quickly it can happen for ourselves, you know?
So garbage truck is entertainment.
Exactly. It's funny, you know, Mo dancing in the corner. It's just, I'm like, oh.
Uh-huh.
Forever being all.
Damon?
Use really well for any sort of performance that you have to give. If there's something that kind of knocks you off your game, then you can anchor that knocking off your game to an increased performance. I was just talking to someone today about that, where about public speaking. The anxiety about public speaking used to knock me off my game and I couldn't do it. Now I've reframed that to when I feel that anxiety, I get excited and then want to do a better presentation.
When somebody could ask you a question that you couldn't answer or that created confusion in you, and you can anchor something else in that stead. So this is a simple anchoring process. And what it requires is that you duplicate whatever it is that upsets you, that you can actually imagine it enough to get upset, which we all can, right? You don't have to have the real thing there in front of you. Otherwise, how could you get mad whenever you just think about something? Yeah, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And you can imagine how empowering this is in the family. You all following? If you can teach kids not to be bugged by each other's behavior, yeah, you can make a lot of progress. Yes, Kevin?
Through the personal, how I use this process a lot, actually, just this year, because my mom was sick and I had to go to the Netherlands to, well, see what I could do there. But I've not been on good terms with my mom since my dad died, which was 3 years. So I use this process actually a lot to remove all the triggers that I had with my mom and her behaviors. When I removed my triggers with that, my mom's behavior completely changed towards me.
Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
Yeah.
So we were actually able to have 10 days of really good working together on NLP, on our health. I mean, it was after the health, so during the health, the second module, which was last year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is last year already.
Mm-hmm. So it removed the loops.
It completely removed the way that I work with my mom.
And again, yeah, and I want to reiterate, you can do it with a look on somebody's face, a disproving look that you think means something that they just do, or they go, and they don't even know they're doing that. I have a couple of friends that have words that they use all the time that they're not aware they're using, like, or statements. One of them is always saying, "What I mean is," before every sentence, "what I mean is," and if I start paying attention to it, I start getting annoyed that she uses it over and over again. So instead, I re-anchor looking at her face and seeing how curious she looks and a sense of curiosity. And then I don't hear her saying, "Yeah, what I mean is," before every sentence. So it can improve your relationships immensely.
Around those kinds of things, like the look on somebody's face, for example, what do you choose as a state to anchor, positive state to anchor?
So you say, okay, what do I want to feel when I see that look on somebody's face? Mm-hmm. What do I want instead? To have no meanings attached to it, to just be curious about which of their eyebrows is the bushiest. Yeah, no, seriously. Yeah, I mean, you know, instead of, oh, that means they're disproving of me, and then I go and feel little and judged and all of that sort of thing. Yeah, what do I want to feel instead? Think of a time when you felt that in any circumstance, anchor it strongly, and then imagine the person doing whatever that is that you feel bugged about. And yes, you can do it with your mother. I'm just watching your grin. It's great in all relationships. So let's save it for tomorrow so you can all experience it. We'll do it first thing tomorrow, okay?
Nothing is that we will not be doing it during the practice session?
Right.
Okay. So then you know everybody who's coming.
Well, yeah, because if some of them come and do it tonight, then yeah. I would like you all to experience this because it's so empowering. When you realize, now, it's fun to have somebody else duplicate it, and it's interesting for you to see if you can be consistent every single time. See, Mo was really good to begin with, and then he went, and it was too much. Enthusiastically did. And so it's really good for you to duplicate it. But then we talk about how you do it with yourself so that you can constantly interrupt those old patterns the minute you recognize you're stuck in one.